Hi, and welcome to A Drummer's Guide to the podcast, all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument, which we're hoping we're going to take as a given. Let's hope. My name is Emily Dolan Davies. I am a drummer by trade, and I'd like to start out this episode, because I've remembered off the bat, just to say thank you to all of the Patreon subscribers that have made it possible for me to consistently put out these episodes for you. It means the absolute world to me that people are willing to support in such a way, and there's always really fun discussions going on over there on the Patreon, and I'm just glad that I can kind of give you extra stuff. And yeah, I just appreciate you. I wanted to say that up front, up top. Thank you so much to all the Patreon people, lovely humans. So today I want to talk about a subject which is it's interesting to me. Hopefully it'll be interesting to you. And I found out about this sort of subject area back in, I want to say 2018, it must have been. And it's something called the six human needs. And right, you're gonna have to bear with me. There's a bit of backstory to this, as there always is. So right, back in 2018, I was really struggling. I was going through a really bad bout of depression. There was a lot of stuff going on in my life that was not ideal, and I was really, really struggling. And I go through periods of like that in my life, as we all do, you know, we're all human. And as I often did, I don't do it like this anymore, I was searching outside of myself for answers and ways that I could make myself feel better, things that I could focus on to make everything okay again. And again, this was my old way of dealing with things. Now I try to just sit with the uncomfortable emotions and stuff and just allow them to happen and allow them to pass. It's very, very difficult for me. I would definitely recommend doing that versus what I used to do, which is what I'm going to delve into now, which is kind of an oxymoron, but that's kind of the whole of this episode is going to be an oxymoron, and I'll explain as I go. So anyway, in 2018, I was really struggling, and I was looking outside of myself, and I was like, right, what can I do to make myself feel better? Like, why do I feel so empty? Why do I feel so lost? I want to feel better. I want to feel more focused. I want to be progressing, all this sort of stuff. Anyway, I happened across this concept about the six human needs. Now, there's another human needs thing called the hierarchy of human needs, I think, which is Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, which is slightly different to what I'm going to talk about. So that's things like shelter and you know, very basic, like food and water, and like, that's one thing. That isn't this. These are human needs. So these are slightly more, I want to use the word esoteric. I don't think it's the right word. They're more like for the soul. Let's just go simple. They're more for the soul sort of thing. And I happened across this through some teachings by Tony Robbins. Now, I've spoken about Tony Robbins before. I've been aware of his work since I was probably about 18 years old. I used to listen to his audiobooks. I've even been to one of his seminars online, not in real life. Too expensive for me. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I've sort of looked at various videos and stuff. I find that there is a lot of interesting stuff that he teaches. A lot of it, it doesn't quite jive with me. However, this did, and it's this idea of six human needs, and it's basically everything that we do basically fulfills one or more of our six human needs. And I wanted to go through what these human needs are. I wanted to explain why or how I choose to do things or create things with these human needs in mind. And I did this very intentionally, and it really, really worked for me. So, like I say, I sort of found out about these human needs, and I distinctly remember walking around the park going, right, I need to get into these human needs. So let's just run through them. It's probably the easiest way to start this. So the first human need is the need for certainty in our life, or like stability, predictability, kind of feeling very secure in whatever we're doing. And whether that's, you know, living situation, for instance, we all want to feel safe. We want to feel like we know what's going on. Whether it's within work, and that is kind of like, you know that you have a job, you know that you can pay your rent, all that sort of stuff. There's an element of control there, basically, that obviously, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you'll know that I can be a bit of a control freak. Yes, I do like being in control. And that is that element of certainty that, you know, you just know that you're secure and safe, sort of sketch. The second human need is the exact opposite. And this is why it's going to be a paradoxical episode, because there are a couple of these. So the next human need is for variety or change. And that's, you know, for things to be unknown and the excitement that comes with that and kind of the interest that comes with that. And again, it's literally in direct opposition with this idea of the need for certainty. You want uncertainty as well. By the way, all of these human needs, I think, as far as I can remember, you kind of need all of them, but people are much more drawn towards certain ones. So whether that's you value having certainty more over variety, that will inform your decisions and the things that you do and the things that you feel more comfortable with, right? Okay, so yeah, there's that out of the way. So variety, sort of that sense of needing change and you know, whilst you can have the stability in one area, you might want variety in other areas. Like for me, a good example of that is if you look at my CV, I've worked with a very large variety of different types of artists. You know, I work with them for kind of a year or two, and then I work with other people because I like that. I like in the studio the fact that I'm working with different people every day. I love that. It really suits my personality. I like the interest. I like the change. It's why I love The Voice Kids, because every song is different. It's very fast paced. It's always changing. You never know what's going to happen. But then it has the certainty of the baseline of how we worked, so that it was very like, I knew that I was capable in that, and it allowed me to have that sense of variety within that, within those confines, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense, because it makes sense to me. Variety, very, very important to me, as well as certainty. The third human need is the need for connection or love, basically. And again, I mean, does what it says on the tin. It's just the need to connect with other people, to feel part of something, to not feel alone, essentially. And that is something that this podcast gives me. You know, I do feel connected to all of you that listen to this, especially if you reach out to me and we have a conversation. That sense of connection is so important to me. It's so important to me. That sense of connection is probably one of the things that informs most of my decisions. If it allows me to connect with more people, chances are I'm going to do it. Like, I'd say that's probably, well, apart from one other, which I'll explain about at the end, I'd say that is my most important need, is that need for connection. And I think it comes from, sorry, this is turning into a bit of a therapy session. I think it comes from the fact that when I was a kid, I did not feel connected to anyone. I felt very disconnected. I felt very alone. And I just never want anyone to feel like that. And I know that I was not the only one that felt like that as a kid growing up. I think we all have elements of that growing up. But I, therefore, as a woman of extremes, I've definitely gone to the extreme for sure. That's all right. I kind of know that about myself. So yeah, connection and love, very, very important. And again, that can come from an intimate relationship. And that can come from like family relationships, friends, that sense of connection. It doesn't need to be as like broad as doing a podcast. It doesn't need to be that. It can be more intimate. It can be more one-on-one sort of sketch. Yeah, so that's connection and love. Now, in direct contrast with this is the need for significance and to be, feel significant and all that sort of sketch, and independent and all of that, which again is in direct conflict with this need for connection and love, because it is very difficult to feel significant whilst trying to connect with other people, because significance means to me that you're trying to set yourself apart from the group, you're trying to stand out. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with any of these human needs. They are just human needs. But it's difficult when it kind of like, when they're in direct conflict with each other. Some of them can, well, I mean, they can all exist together, but it's very messy, should we say. So yeah, you know, of course I have a need for significance. Again, this podcast, I'm kind of like being the person going, hi, I'm saying stuff, do you want to listen? Like, you know, at the end of it, as uncomfortable it is as it is for me to say that, it is me sort of going, like, setting myself apart. I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable. But that is the situation. Like, it's, yeah, the need for significance is not an important thing to me, but I recognise that it is, it's a human need. It's just part of what we need. And, you know, it's the same with me starting my business. Like, there is an element of feeling significant there. Like, I do feel proud that it's my business that I started and, you know, and that I run, and that is really cool. Like, I like that. But again, it kind of, this, it's in direct conflict with finding connection with people, because you're trying to go, I'm the one, but hey, we should all be the, what is it they say? Should all be the main characters in our story? Something like that. I don't know. As you can tell, the need for significance, quite low down on my list, but it's there. It is there. The fifth human need is a need for growth. So again, does what it says on the tin, like this sense of always learning, always expanding our experience, just always growing, never being stagnant. And that's something I've never struggled with, can I say? I don't think so, at least, no, in fact, no, not since I was 11, I'd say, and started playing the drums, because that sense of growth was so compelling to me, and that the feeling of knowing that you're improving at something or gaining more knowledge about something, I'll be honest, I've only just realised this in this moment. I think I'm quite addicted to that sense of growth. I love it. I really love it. And although it's uncomfortable, and I've sort of relearned this when I started doing boxing 4 months ago now, it's incredibly uncomfortable not knowing what you're doing, like literally going from zero. And, you know, I don't like that. I don't like not knowing anything. I don't like being the worst person in the room, as it were, like the least experienced. I find that incredibly hard, like nigh on impossible, and it's probably stopped me from starting a lot of stuff that I'd like to. And, you know, maybe that's a lesson for myself, that I need to actually lean into that more. I've already got a couple of things on my list that I want to try. I can't try them till later on in the year, but I think I'm going to tell you now, because why not? I want to try tap dancing, because I've always wanted to since I was a kid. I remember being like on the kitchen floor and just tapping my feet and thinking that's the coolest thing ever. Then I started learning about the fact that a lot of drummers, there's a through line with tap dancing, like Steve Gadd used to tap dance, for instance. I think Buddy Rich might have as well. And there is definitely a through line with drummers. I have a friend, Kim, she does tap dancing as well. So, and she's a drummer as well. So yeah, that's one of the things. And then the other day, my sister sent me a picture of her friend's sister, who has just started, or not just started doing, she has been doing Japanese sword fighting. Didn't know that was a thing. Didn't know that's something I wanted to do. I think I want to do that. It looks fascinating to me. So anyway, but again, it's this idea of growth. I really like growing. I like learning. I like pushing my boundaries, and whether that's physically, whether that's mentally, it's the reason that I read so many books that I do, so many, listen to so many podcasts that I do. I love information. I love delving in. And, you know, sometimes, yes, it does ruin the magic of kind of not knowing. There is a beauty in ignorance. And let's say, putting in the context of seeing a magic show, for instance, I love mentalism. I find that fascinating. For instance, like Derren Brown, that kind of thing. I love that. It fascinates me because there's a psychological element, obviously, and I love it. I'm compelled. I've always wanted to learn it, but at the same time, I don't want to ruin the magic of it. So I always have stopped myself, because it's like, no, let there be magic in life. Please let them. So that is my magic. It's literal magic. But yeah, so there's that. But then equally, you know, I'm doing a psychology degree. So anyway, growth. Growth is very, very important. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe is growth more important than connection to me? No, it's not. But it's up there. It's very, very close. So anyway, the ability to grow. Because again, think about, I don't know about you, but the times when I felt most down and stuck and lost and just, oh, is when I haven't been growing, when I've been just stagnant. And whether that's because I didn't know where I should be placing my attention, or in fact, that's often what it was for me. I just didn't know where I should be placing my attention. I felt overwhelmed with the amount that I didn't know. And therefore I just was paralyzed with overwhelm, I suppose. So, but once I kind of worked out where I wanted to be looking and focusing, oh, I was in my element. Still am. Like I say, I'm loving the amount of growth that I'm having at the moment. It's just so much fun. It's so much fun. Just again, like I say, the boxing thing. I'm making new friends from that as well. So that growth in kind of my friendship circle is kind of fun. The degree, the psychology degree, I'm loving that. Even the growth that I have through doing this podcast for you guys, like just the growth. And it's minimal, really. Well, it feels like it, at least, is kind of just being more and more comfortable chatting on camera, being open, being vulnerable. That is growth to me. Oh, therapy as well. Growth. Oh my God. The most growth. The best growth ever. Would highly recommend. Would highly recommend to anyone. So anyway, that is kind of number five, at least, a growth element. Now, the sixth human need is a super interesting one. Super interesting one. And that is the idea of contribution. And this can be contribution within it's basically a contribution to a community of people. Now, this can be a community that might be, say you go to church. You could contribute by being part of that community and contribute to that world. For me personally, contributing to the world of musicians and drummers, that gives me great joy. Like, I can't even tell you. Or maybe it's contributing to your family unit or your friend circle or whatever else. Now, what's interesting about this one, number six, is that it actually hits on the other five often. So let's think about this. So contribution, right? Certainty. You are certain that you can actually contribute to this group or whatever. Variety. It's always changing. Like, for instance, I'm gonna put in the context of this podcast because it's very meta. I hate using that word now because I feel like what's his face has just ruined the word of meta. It's like, oh no, I don't mean it in the sense of Facebook. I mean it in the sense of, like, it's very meta. But anyway, so in terms of this podcast, right, to me, this is a source of contribution to the music community. And here's how it hits those other five. So for me, the certainty, I do this every week, you know, there is certainty that I can put this out and can help people, can, you know, that I know I can do it. There is obviously an element of scheduling that I do every week, whether it's releasing or recording every week, whatever else. The variety for me, it's brilliant because I know that I can do different subjects which might connect with people or not, and that's fine. Just knowing that there's variety within the certainty, if that makes any sense to you. I hope that it does. And it can kind of, different things can come from it, and who knows what might come from it. I love that. In terms of connection with people, I'd like to think that I'm connecting with you right now. It's certainly my intention, but, you know, from the feedback that I get from this podcast and, you know, the messages that I get, the fact that people are on the Patreon, I know that it connects with people, and that is so important to me. The most common comment that I get is that people saying, you know, I don't feel as alone and all that sort of stuff, which is just everything to me. Like, just for people to know that they're not the only ones going through stuff and that I have or am going through stuff also, and we're all in this together. That is my number one goal for this podcast, really, seriously. It's just, I just don't ever... look, I've been in that spot where I have literally, I'm thinking of very specific moments where I've just been by myself in a room, usually on my bed, and just feeling like I am the only one going through this. I cannot speak to anyone. I can't reach out to anyone. And at that time, there were no podcasts to listen to kind of like give me some reassurance that this is just part of the process. I'm telling you now, if you're in that spot, it is part of the process. Reach out to people and you will be shocked at how people will respond in a way of like, yeah, I've been through that too, or I'm going through that too, I felt like that, like here's what I did, or not. Maybe they'll just be like, look, I haven't been through that, but I'm here. Connection is so important to me. I'm gonna always say it, always. So there's that. Obviously, connection is the biggest one with this podcast for me, and showing people love as well, because I love you all very dearly. You have no idea, almost irrationally. And then in terms of significance, again, it's awkward for me, but look, I'm the host of a podcast. Okay, yeah, that makes me feel a little bit significant. It makes me uncomfortable, but it is, you know, it's part of it. If I could do this anonymously, I think I would, if I'm honest. I often have conversations with people about the power of anonymity and giving that up potentially, which I don't believe I have. Obviously within the drum community and the music community, I know a few people, and that's great. I love it. I feel safe. I feel happy. It's really nice that I'm able to do that. But I think if it ever went any wider than that, I would struggle very much. And I know that because of, in fact, I don't think I've ever said this. So maybe I have, and maybe not, maybe in a different way. So with The Darkness, when I was playing with The Darkness, that was my first experience of being recognized outside of the music community, and I found it very scary, very scary. And this idea of like having to give up my choice of anonymity, I think that's it, it's choice for me, very important. It was one very specific moment that happened, and I was so freaked out, and I didn't know how to handle it at all, and I didn't like it, and I didn't feel safe at all. I was like, oh no, I don't like this. Like, anonymity is very, very important to me. Therefore, the significance thing, I think it's necessary. And within the music community, I'm more than happy to feel like I have some sort of significance. You know, that's kind of okay. I can handle that. But past that, oh my God, no, 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 thank you. Not for me, but that's fine. And then in terms of growth, the next one, I'm growing every time that I do these podcasts. Like, I'm growing, like I said before, in my ability to communicate, I grow in the way that I connect with people. I grow in the way that I explore topics with you, basically. I always start out with, obviously, a topic that I want to talk about, but often I find myself going down tangents and I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize that until I started talking about it. You're basically part of my personal therapy, so thank you so much. So yeah, I'm always growing when it comes to this, even if it's, say, in a way of challenging my own thoughts and feelings about stuff. And that can be something as simple as, for instance, before recording this episode, I was sat on my couch over there and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm not feeling this right now. And I was like, yeah, sorry, this is me talking to myself, the two sides of myself. I'm a Gemini, I talk to myself a lot, there's multiple sides to me. And I was just like, okay, yeah, you're not feeling great, but you're not feeling like sick or terrible or like really down or anything. It's just a bit of a pushback, a bit of a friction point. So let's just see, maybe if you just start doing it, maybe it'll all start flowing and maybe it'll be all right. Like, let's just see. And you know what? It's fine. I need the loo right now. I need to have a wee. But apart from that, I'm feeling good. Like, it's really, it's funny how you can kind of just break those preconceived ideas where I could have just gone, I'll leave it for today. I'll do it another day. I went instead, well, let's just challenge this and see how we go. So there we go. Growth. It literally happened today. It happens every day with these podcast episodes. It really does. So, like I say, this podcast alone hits all of those points. And again, this comes down to this contribution element. And so knowing this, I learned this in 2018 when I thought up the idea of this podcast. And again, it was in a time where my life felt very all over the shop. I was not comfortable. I felt very, not in a great place. But this podcast came of that. And that's a great thing. And again, I just focused on the contribution element. I was like, right, how can I contribute to the music community, to the drum community? Like, what can I do? So now, just sort of like, hopefully it's given you some insight into the human needs that, again, I think are so interesting. And I try to put this, everything that I do, I try to put through this filter. So I'll give you a really, really quick rundown of how the different elements of my business life essentially hit these different needs. So for instance, so I've gone through the podcast one. That kind of hits everything pretty brilliantly. So with remote recording, that is one that hits most of them, if not all of them actually, I think. So in terms of certainty, like I know that I can do this job. I love this job. You know, I have my space. I love it. It's the certainty of that is wonderful, knowing that I can do this. This is not a thing. That is amazing. The variety of working with loads of different people in loads of different genres is just, it's so beautiful to me. I love it. And it's within a safe environment, if that makes sense. The connection side of things, mate, every single artist that I get to work with, I get to develop a personal friendship with them. I get to learn about their life and, you know, I get to learn about them through their songs. The connection that I feel, the love that I feel through that is next level. I adore it so much. It's one of my favorite things on the planet. In terms of significance, again, people are working with me to work with me. So there you go. There's a significance. I'll touch on that. But honestly, it does make me feel uncomfortable. It really does. But that is the reality of it. I'm not the greatest drummer in the world. You know, there are thousands of drummers that are just as good, if not better than me. But people reach out to work with me because it's me. And that is what it is. And I have to kind of make peace with that, even though it's very uncomfortable for me. Because again, if I could, I would do it anonymously, but I don't think that that is a logical thing for a business model. Like, I've looked at it, I've tried it somewhat, it doesn't hit the same way as having a one-on-one relationship with people. So there we are. And again, that comes back to connection, one-on-one relationship with people. It is so good. In terms of growth, mate, there's always something to learn. I learn something every day I go to record a song for someone. And whether that is playing-wise, whether that's genre-wise, whether that's the sounds, whether that's mic placement, or, you know, just even in communicating with people, like I am always learning and growing every time I hit record, and that is awesome. And in terms of contribution, hey, I'm contributing to someone else's story, their life, their music, what they're putting out there. It's everything. I love it. It's so good. So that is why remote recording really works for me. And then in terms of Drum Stem Club, again, similar thing, the certainty of just knowing I can put out something, you know, regularly for people and they can use it and they like it and they enjoy it. It's brilliant. The variety of the different styles that I can just record and put out there is wonderful, like whatever I feel like. And that's really nice, being able to explore what I fancy doing, you know what I mean? It's all my favorite things I get to play. In terms of connection, again, being able to connect with people through music is similar to the remote recording generally. Like, it's just everything. Significance, again, awkward, but it is that thing of like me, Emily Dolan Davis, gets to put out stuff for people. That's nice. And then in terms of growth, again, I get to experiment with sounds, with different genres, with, you know, I just get to grow within my own realms. And then contributing again to people's music is just everything. And being able to give back to the music community for free for people that maybe cannot afford to use my recording services, they can't actually afford to work with me one-on-one, I still get to give back to the music community. That is so important to me, I can't tell you. And it's because of how I was, you know, my upbringing, how I came into this music world, I didn't have the means to do anything in the way, like if I was in the position of being wanting to be a producer or wanting to be an artist, you know, I wouldn't have had the means to hire a drummer, absolutely not. But I can tell you, if I knew that there was a free resource of like drum tracks, I would have been downloading every single one of them. I would have used every single one of them. And knowing that, I was like, well, I'm going to be that person that allows, I want to facilitate that for other musicians, you know, artists, whatever. So that's that is literally the primary reason I started Drumstem Club. But yeah, again, it hits all of the things for me. And then mentoring, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, really? So in terms of like, certainty, yes, I am certain that I can help people on their journeys as well and help them with any struggles that they're having with their career or like what they should be focusing on or how to get their name out there more, just all that sort of stuff, or just even like give a bit of support to someone. I'm certain I can do that because I've been doing it for years now. Variety, again, every single person that I work with is just so interesting and so different and has their own challenges, and it's kind of like finding a way like between us how we're gonna make this work for them and get them on their path and get them where they want to be and get them achieving goals. Like that variety I love, because it's there's always so much unknown, and it's like, yeah, it's just exploring together. It's so good. In terms of connection, obviously the connection between learning about someone and being able to help them with what they're doing is amazing. Significance, again, it's the awkward one for me, but look, I've had 25 years experience of doing this music thing, so I do have some experience, so I guess that is, it makes me significant in a way, I don't know. And then growth, I learn so much from every single one of my students, my mentoring students. Again, they spark in me different ways of seeing things or looking into new things, just, you know, just a different point of view, a different perspective, understanding their situation, their upbringing, where they want to be. For me, that is growth. I think points of view is just growth and very, very important, and then being able to help guide them within those confines, if that makes sense, or their way of thinking or whatever else. And then in contribution, obviously, to see people thriving through the actions that they're taking off the back of what we've spoken about and we've kind of explored. Oh my goodness, there is nothing more fulfilling to me than seeing that. It is my favorite thing on this planet Earth. It is the best thing ever. So yeah, again, mentoring, it just kind of, it checks all those boxes. So I think it's a really interesting thing, just as a sort of filter to put through what you're doing or what you want to be doing, and if it does hit some or many of those human needs. So again, I'll just run through them just so you've got them as a concise thing. I know, me, concise, what are you talking about? So it's the need for certainty. Then it's the need for uncertainty or variety. Then it's the need for connection or love. Then it's the need for significance. Then it's the need for growth. And then the sixth one is the need to contribute or to have contribution to something. So yeah, run what you're doing through that filter, or find something that might hit one, two, three, or many of those. And I find that the more that those hit, the more consistent that, like, the more dedicated I am to those things and the more consistent and the longer I invest in them, because it's mad not to. It hits so many, it makes me feel so fulfilled. And, you know, there are some things that don't always make me feel like that. Like, and those things I've kind of lessened a little bit. And it's just, it's interesting. It's so super interesting to me. In fact, let me give you one so I did sort of touch on this. So when working with artists and touring, right? So let's see how they all add up. So in terms of certainty, it's great. If you've got a diary full of tours and stuff for the year, that's great. That's certainty. You know that you will be working. You know who you're going to be working with. You know, the set probably isn't going to change very much. It's going to be the same sort of set every time. Cool. Certainty. In terms of variety, this is where I struggle. Because there's the variety of going to different places, which is great. But in reality, you're only really seeing the airport, the hotel room and the venue, right? It's very rare for me, at least, only because of my energy levels and stuff. I rarely get outside of those confines because to me, doing my job is the most important thing and I need to be rested for that. So I usually stick within the sort of area of the venue, right? Also, as I said before, the certainty of playing the same set every night is very good. But the lack of variety of playing the same set every night is difficult for me. It's very difficult. That's why someone like Tricky worked really well for me, because his gigs, it was, you never knew the set list until you were literally playing the song. Just the way that he ran his gigs, there was a lot of variety, there was a lot of uncertainty, and I really enjoyed that. In terms of connection, okay, yeah, connection with the audience is great, connection with the band is really good. Significance, yeah, there's an element of that, obviously being on stage and maybe getting showered out, like in the, like being introduced to the audience, that's nice. Growth, I find it so difficult to grow on tour because you're with the same people, you're playing the same songs. Yeah, you can be doing extracurricular stuff, like for instance I was doing my degree when I was on the road with Kim Wilde, which gives me a sense of growth, which is great, but again, it's very, that's separate to the touring. It means extra energy. It means I'm expending, you know, mental capacity. If I'm exhausted, that's the first thing that's going to fall to the wayside. So I'm not growing, not at all. And that I really struggle with. If I'm exercising every day, maybe a little bit growth with that. But again, it's kind of, it was very much the same sort of stuff. There was a little bit of growth, but not enough to be like, yes. And then contribution, not really. I mean, a little bit, but it's obviously I'm contributing to the live show, which is everything, and that is wonderful. Yeah, so maybe there was an element of contribution, but not enough. So, and that isn't, sorry, let me just preface this, not preface it, let me just say, this isn't exclusive to like the Kim tour. I know I just said that on the Kim tour I was doing my degree and all that, and this isn't also the same for every single tour, because every single tour does have different elements that do hit these things. But on the whole, each one of those, some of them are really strong, but then some of them are a bit shaky and a bit so that's why touring, I love it, but in terms of meeting my needs, I love doing it, but I would put other things above it. I tell you something though, the Voice Kids, that was one that rocked my world in terms of, right, certainty. Yes, we are all working in a certain particular way, like this is how it rolls, the gig, you know, certainty that I can rely on every single person in that band, on that crew, like everyone there, everything. I was certain, there was no doubt in my mind about that situation. Like, I knew also that I could do the job. Not at first, but I knew it once I was in the room and I was like, wow, I can do this. I even surprised myself. The variety of the different songs, the different people that you're working with, the kind of quick turnaround, it's flying by the seat of your pants, that works for me. The connection and the love with the other band members, with the crew members, just because you're in this crazy situation, is so strong. And I, when I tell you, I adore, I love every single person involved with the Voice Kids. They are some of the most wonderful people, and I'm quite sad that it's quite possible that a few of them I will probably never come across again, which is really, really sad. In terms of significance, yeah, do you know what? I felt significant. I was, you know, it's a prestigious gig. It's known for being very difficult, and I felt like, yeah, and I'm here and I'm doing it, and that was great to me. That felt, there was a lot of pride. In terms of growth, mate, every flipping half an hour I was growing in some way, and whether that was playing and to do with the genre that we were playing, whether it was being quick at adapting, whether it was just when we were chatting like rubbish and I was learning new stuff and we were having interesting conversations, and there's a lot of chatting on The Voice because you're sitting around a lot, so just talk back. You know, and just challenging thoughts and having really thought-provoking conversations with people. Sometimes we were talking absolute rubbish and that was fine too. And then in terms of contribution, you really feel like you are contributing to that world, and everything that you do is kind of, it does mean something, and it's appreciated, and it is a community and a family. Like, I can't explain to you how much it feels like that. It's just like, oh, so good. So yeah, it's not, like I say, every gig is different, every tour is different, every situation is different, but I think it's worth bearing in mind these kind of different points to hit. And if you can create more variety within a situation to fulfill that need a little bit, and as I say, there will be some needs that stick out to you more, of like more important than others, but Yeah, I just think it's a really interesting framework to kind of work from in terms of when you're doing anything in life. And I think the more of those things that you hit, the more you're going to commit to those thing, that thing, or do more of it, just feel more fulfilled, you know? So anyway, I hope that this helps you in some way. If you've enjoyed this episode, then please do feel free to like, share and subscribe. That's if you're watching on YouTube, or on the podcast, listening on the podcast platform of what there are many, sorry, now not speaking English. Also, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, if you're listening on any good podcasting platforms, I would really appreciate that, just to get this out to as many people as we can, so that we can have even more connection and love with people, and just create a bit of a more, even more of a community. There's already a massive community, to be fair. And then if you'd like to go the extra mile, you can by joining the Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums, that's patreon.com/EmilyDrums. And then if you would like to find out any of the other random things I do, many of which I've spoken about today, actually, you can go to EmilyDrums.com. That's EmilyDrums.com. Anyway, I'm going to love you. I'm going to leave you. I hope you're well. I hope you have a lovely day wherever you are, whatever you're up to. And I will see you next time for another subject. All right. See you later, taters. Bye. It's